Welcome to this week's podcast, Telemedicine, the Good, the Bad, and the Future. First, let me say telemedicine is here to stay. Let's face the facts, folks. Now, there are a lot of advantages for telemedicine. Patients and physicians have advantages. One, a physician can basically see you from anywhere in the world, anywhere from their home to Europe to Asia, if they had to. And you're at home too. You didn't have to get into your car. You didn't have to leave to work. You didn't have to waste 2 hours of travel back and forth. And that stuff is really good. That's the good part. But let's start with the not so good part. What's your blood pressure? You can't tell just with a simple telemedicine. How does your EKG look? Breath sounds, heart sounds? No one can listen to you. And who is that person on the other end of the video, whether it's Zoom or Doxy or some hopefully HIPAA-compliant video? If you don't know them, if it's this large telemedicine service, how are they supposed to know, you know, what your allergies are, what your history is? So for me, it's important that telemedicine be an all-encompassing telemedicine. Now, what does that mean? I'd like to know, for example, if somebody tells me they have a headache in telemedicine, what their blood pressure is. So using the latest technology, you can actually have your own blood pressure monitor that can Bluetooth through your phone and boom, right to a portal for your doctor to see. And that's the same thing now even with an EKG, which I have supplied to some of my patients in my special program. Patients can have their own EKG, and again, within a minute or two, send the EKG to me. So whether I'm a mile away or several hundred miles away, if the patient says that they thought they felt a skipped beat, is it just anxiety? Is the EKG normal? Is there just one or two extra relatively benign beats, or something that might be dangerous? And I can tell them, look, you got to call 911 and go to the hospital. That could be a real lifesaver because, let's face it, most patients, they're kind of unsure whether or not they should call their doctor, and many are afraid even to go to the emergency room, especially when they have a $4,000 deductible. With this, I think you can save lives because a patient is more likely to call their doctor, and if they have all these new great gadgets and they signed up for a program like I have, well, it could potentially save a life. I see the EKG. I say, hey, this is something significant and you need to go to the emergency room. What if they have a cough? I don't know. On telemedicine, on a video, are they wheezing? Their breath sounds normal? Well, that's coming soon. You'll be able to actually purchase a device where a physician, including myself, can actually listen to your heart and breath sounds. Pretty amazing stuff, folks. So for telemedicine to be great, and it can be great, there are a number of things you need to have. One, you need to know the provider. It can't be some random person. Number two, they need to have your records, your history, your medications, your allergies. Three, they need to see you on a video and look at you and talk to you. They need to be able to check your blood pressure, and the best way to do that is to constantly actually send pressures to a private portal that's available on some services. They need to look at your EKG. A real 6-lead EKG, if they can do that. And coming soon, which is the future, they should be able to even listen to your breath and heart sounds. And within a year, I think this is all going to happen. So that's my take on the good, the bad, and the future, maybe a little ugly too, of telemedicine. Remember, this podcast is here to educate and to inform. It is not a substitute for any professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. It is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you have any further questions, please email me at drevanlevine@gmail.com, drevanlevine@gmail.com. Please push the like button and tell all your friends. Have a great day.